Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, let's talk to our next guest. Dick Vermeil coached in a number of big games for the Philadelphia Eagles. He joins us every single Friday morning as we broadcast, of course, from Borgata. And Coach Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Legendary Eagles coach Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. I apologize for being a little bit late. I was downtown at the People for People banquet last night. Got home and I put on the game and watched it till the end. Now I overslept. I apologize.
Not a worry at all. We appreciate that, having you on the program. It's always great. So, Dick, let's start with this. Sirianni, and pretty much every coach, it seems like these days, tries to coach, you know, game by game. It's just another game. And keep the guys even-keeled. I'm curious, when a coach has that sort of philosophy and mantra, but then is tasked with a team that probably wants to get more up for a big game, how do you balance that on the Saturday night and the Sunday morning, knowing that after the game you're going to tell the team, well, the next game counts just as much as the last one? How do you balance it's a game, but it's also a game where the players are particularly motivated to want to beat this team, San Francisco? How do you handle that as a head coach?
Well, I think it's a little more difficult today because, as you know better than I, the media coverage and hype of a ball game today, especially a big one, is bigger than it's ever been, not only in Philadelphia, but all over the country. I got called to do a radio show in San Francisco yesterday. Okay, that no team has called me until this one, okay, because that's how big it is.
Yeah,
and I think coaches know, and you can't hide it from the players. And you got to hope it positively influences your team more than it does your opponent. Then it's your edge, you know. But I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's a positive for both teams because you can't hide the value of the game from the player. They know it. There's just too much said about it all week in every source of media. So I no question these guys will be ready to play. I just hope they're healthy enough to be as good as it could be.
Joe refuses to give Kyle Shanahan the credit that I believe he deserves as an offensive schemer.
That's not accurate, Dick. I just said I think Sirianni's a better coach, but John, go ahead.
All right. How good is Kyle Shanahan, Coach, and how does Nick Sirianni stack up against him?
Well, I don't think it's fair to compare two guys with, you know, totally different environments and someone that has more experience. But I would say that the more Nick coaches, he's going to be considered in the same vein all through the league, not only in Philadelphia, that Kyle Shanahan is. Kyle's a fine football coach. He couldn't help himself. Can you imagine? You get up in the morning and bacon and eggs, you're talking football with your dad. You know, lunchtime at dinner time, you're talking football with your dad. And his dad was great football coach, and I coached against him enough times to know how good he was. And he was also a former Bill Walsh guy. He was Bill's coordinator, San Francisco. So there's a great depth of offense. I don't think anybody in the league right now is doing as great a job, a definition of purpose with his offense. I mean, it's extremely well defined what they're doing to the players and the variations of it and the movement and the shifting and personnel swaps around in the same formations, and that give him an advantage over the defense because they only have 3 days really to get ready to play it. But I think Kyle Shanahan is one of the top three coaches in the league right now, and I think our guy, your guy, my guy, is going to be considered in that. In Philadelphia, he's considered better, and I don't blame him. He has the best record in town.
Right. Well, yeah, and 33-12, Nick Sirianni has the best winning percentage of all Eagles coaches of all time right now. How underappreciated is Nick Sirianni on the national stage?
You know, I don't think he's underappreciated. I think he's already deeply respected. And the cycles that I communicate in, no, he's spoken with great credibility and almost an air of surprise. They don't expect someone as a guy without a deeper background than Nick to be as successful as he is. And it's great. I think it's really good for our city. It's really good for him. And yes. I think it's good that that people are really starting to recognize it. You know, because I stay communicated, you know, communicating with other coaches and players, and not head coaches so much, but former players and former assistant coaches that coach against them. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me. So
well, that's great.
I don't think we need to downplay how much respect Nick and staff are gaining throughout the country.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. So Brock Purdy, he is right behind Tua as an MVP candidate. This kid who got drafted as, you know, in the seventh round, the last guy picked last year. How good is this kid?
He's as good as the best playing right now. I'll tell you that. You study his numbers, and I have. I mean, he's just outstanding. You know, he's just outstanding. And he, you know, I experienced the same thing in my coaching career. When I had Kurt Warner, you threw him in there, no one knew who he was, out of the Arena League, and all of a sudden he's the best player in the league. You know, he goes from most valuable player on the scout prep team to the most valuable player in the league in 19 games. So that there are people that have the ability to slow the game down. Now your coaches have to do a great job. But, you know, Mike Marsh was my offensive coordinator, Al Saunders, those guys, they did a great job. My quarterback, and our system was sound. And our system there was a mature system of what we had at the Eagles, you know, and all our help with Don Coryell. So it had great influence. But Purdy, you look at his numbers, he's amazing. You know, he is amazing. He's got to be considered as a candidate, really, since they really don't consider any other position. So there's only 32 guys in the 100 a year.
That's right. That's right.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dick Vermeil with us right now. Dick, when you're facing a team that you know you might play in a month and a half in the NFC Championship game, do you hold anything back schematically or not on either side of the football?
No, you can't do that. You really can't do that. You might have a, you know, today, as you ask me, I can remember beating Ohio State in the Rose Bowl and having lost to them badly in the regular season. And boy, that was an advantage in preparation because Ohio State Buckeyes were so cocky. They couldn't believe a team that they had already beaten badly could line up and beat them in the biggest game of the year. They were the national championship team. Okay. So, but before the game, I don't think you can appreciate that maybe contribution down the road. You got it. First off, you may lose three players between now and there. Heaven forbid, or they might. You know,
sure.
You don't know
what
the team is going to look like a few days down the road or a few weeks down the road. So, no, you've got to throw it all at them. Do everything you can. I suggest they start the game with acting like they're 10 points behind. They play so well once they get going.
They sure do.
This week they can afford. They can't afford to pass up quarters of great football. They just can't do that.
Dick Vermeil here with us. Dick, tell me which of these two you think is more in play to affect this game this weekend. And I think both factor in, but tell me which hits you more. That the Eagles have gained confidence with remarkable victories in recent weeks against some of the best teams in pro football, which is a positive. Or that the cumulative effect of all these really tough games, going down to the wire, playing a ton of snaps, including 95 snaps last week, and just how physical some of these games have been, that catches up to the Eagles and hurts them as it relates to this game versus the 49ers. Which one do you think is more in play?
Well, first off, the game is just as physical for the opponent. Okay. So I don't really, unless you're unlucky and lose a guy, or, you know, Cox can't play 100%, or if Johnson can't play, then it. But anyway, I'm not sure how to answer that question.
I mean, would you say both are very much in play? Let me put it this way. The 95 snaps last week for the Eagles defense, 95 snaps. Safeties played 95. Guys like Hassan Reddick played 80-something snaps. Even Jordan Davis played 60. Davis played 62 snaps. How much of a factor is that hurts the Eagles and perhaps is a contributing element of why they're an underdog? How real is the cumulative effect there?
Well, I don't know. I think it takes 48 hours to recover. You know, God, Carl Hurst and those guys used to play 65 snaps all the time, week in and week out. You know, the training camps were different, and they maybe were prepared a little deeper for that kind of struggle.
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll be a factor at all.
What about
I haven't stopped to look and see how many snaps the 49ers played last week. But I don't think that. I used to think 48 hours of recovery is what you needed to really go back to work. I learned that partially in swimming coaching. You just look at these world champion swimmers that are in great condition. They break the record in the trials, and the next day they break it again. You know, your body is an unbelievable machine. And when it's properly conditioned, it can recover quickly.
Right. So how much does facing the 49ers 21 personnel worry you, especially because that means they got Kyle Juszczyk, a really good fullback in there, and our linebackers are pretty banged up right now. How much does their personnel worry you, Coach?
I think it worries me. I think it worries all teams that play them because there aren't many people playing your old-style kind of football.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you're not used to seeing it. Some of the defenses, how wide they play the defensive ends and that kind of stuff, that they're all built to rush the passer. Now, all of a sudden, you got to face these different kind of blocking schemes with a fullback included.
Right.
No, I think it's difficult. I really do. It's difficult for everybody. The friends I've talked to that coached against them that worked for me say, you know, they just don't see it very often.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Dick, let's get to your computer's prediction for this game and your personal prediction. The Eagles, the 49ers, Sunday at 4:25. What do you say?
Well, the computer says 49ers by 7.
Wow.
Yeah. 49ers by the statistics. If you study every detail of these teams, if you were better, you should bet on the 49ers. I feel like Ron does. You know, I don't think it's an accident that our team plays as well as they do it in the second half. You know, it can't happen 5 times in a row and be an accident. That's what they are. I just suggest they start earlier. They won't be able to.
That's right.
I don't think they'll be able to do it the 6th time. So, you know, I would be, you know, I bet with my heart. And my knowledge, if I were a gambler, I would bet the 49ers. If I'm not a gambler, and I have a feel for these guys, not like I was coaching them, but you just sort of trust them to find a way to win the game. But they've got to start earlier.
Yeah. Dick, let me tell you something. I got a text message from my sister about a week ago, and she told me that she had just received an order of Ramil wine that she had ordered for the holiday season for her and her family. It's just such remarkable wine. Let me remind everyone right now, great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can right now get yourself some delicious Ramil wines shipped directly to your home. Reminder also makes a wonderful holiday gift that, of course, you can get shipped to someone else's home. So visit the website vermeilwines.com. Again, that's vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach Ramil, enjoy this game on Sunday, and we really look forward to talking to you next week.
Hold on, Coach. Right. Coach, do you think the Eagles win this game?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? Did I cut you off before that answer?
Well, I wasn't sure.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't quite sure.
I apologize if I missed that mark.
Thank you, Coach.
Dick, stay well. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he is. The great Dick Ramil.